You know, a number of mental pictures were formed in my mind the past few days as I considered what direction to go with this message concerning praise to God or giving praise to the Lord. One of those images was seeing a congregation of people who are uniting their hearts and their voices in singing the doxology, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." Another mental image that was formed in my mind was of a Christian friend from years ago who it seemed as though every other breath he was uttering that phrase, "Praise the Lord." And what was so striking was that it didn't seem to matter to him whether what you were talking about was good news or bad news. It could be something to the effect, "Did you hear that Russia invaded Afghanistan? Praise the Lord! I got an F on my exam today. Praise the Lord!" You know, there were more than one who was offended by that approach that he chose to take. But that's a vivid, vivid image in my mind. Another is of turning on the television set and to a particular channel, seeing a lot of folks who are lifting their hands upward, some of them their eyes, and saying, "Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!" But there are two sources which have challenged me to try to understand what it is to praise God, what it really means to give praise to the Lord. And one of those sources, very obviously, is the Bible. And I think you'd be amazed, as I was, if you were to leaf through a concordance and see the number of passages dealing with that subject matter, praise to the Lord, where that phrase is found, giving praise to God, especially the book of Psalms. And it's interesting to note that in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew Bible, the title of the collection is actually called the Book of Praises. It doesn't mean that every individual psalm has to do with giving praise to God, but it seems to be a theme that dominates. Praise seems to be a theme that dominates in the Psalms. And it builds to a crescendo where the last section of the Psalms, it's like there's an explosion. Praise to the Lord. And this is how we praise God. Well, the second source that has challenged me have been some comments of C.S. Lewis. His book, Reflections on the Psalms. And I'd like to begin there by summarizing and by paraphrasing Lewis and a few of the comments that he makes in that book, Reflections on the Psalms. Lewis says that we all despise a man who continually is needing assurance of his own virtue or his own intelligence and so on, and either implies or literally asks for us to praise him, says, "Praise me." Well, that being the case, then why are there so many scriptures that talk about praise to the Lord or giving praise to God or someone inviting another to come along now and praise the Lord together with me? Why so many passages? Lewis wonders. And Lewis, in his study of the scripture, comes to the conclusion that God does not need our praise. He doesn't need it. But, Lewis says, God deserves our praise. He deserves it in the same way that we admire a beautiful painting or picture. Admiration is the only adequate response, he says, when we see a beautiful picture. And it's the same way with giving praise to God. For if we do not, Lewis writes, says, we ourselves, not the picture, we ourselves are stupid. Says, we are the losers. Lewis continues to say that praise is not complimenting God, but praise rather is enjoying God. Enjoying God. And then spontaneously coming to express what it is that we enjoy about God to God. The expressing of what we are enjoying about God needs to be completed, and it's completed by praising Him. Let's hold that for just a minute and consider the Scripture. Now, there are many passages which we could turn to, but if you would please open your Bible to Psalm 104. Psalm 104. Now, if we were to study this, I don't mean the particular psalm, but if we were to study the idea of giving thanks to God and giving praise to God, we would find that there are differences between the two. Giving thanks to God and giving praise to God. Thanking God can be a way of giving praise to God, but there are differences between the two, and one major difference, as I understand it, is that when we give thanks, we actually use the words thank you or thanks. But when we give praise to God, praise is found in sentences. Sentences which a person is describing to God, either something that he has done, you have done this, God, praise you for that, or something that is true about God and his character. God, you are like this. This is what you're like. I praise you for that. Now, remembering that, let's just glance through Psalm 104 and see, as you're looking, to take a moment here, see where you find that praise is simply the outflow of this writer who is reminding himself of what God is like, of what he has done. Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with majesty and splendor. He wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers and flames of fire his servants. Isn't that neat? And we could go on through this psalm, and it builds into the end where he says, praise the Lord again. Praise to the Lord. So praise in the Scriptures. Focus upon God, either what he has done or who he is, his characteristics. And something needs to be expressed to God when our attention is turned to those things that are true about him, about who he is and what he has done. Some general statements about praise to the Lord in Scripture. It can be done in private, but it's best done in the congregation. And there's a reason the Scriptures declare, for when praise occurs in the congregation, the one who is praising God bears testimony to all of God's people, and all of God's people are encouraged together, not simply the one who is praising God in private. So, that's important to know. But most important in this study that I have done, most important is that a mind which is very frequently focusing the thoughts on God, on who he is, on what he has done, on his attributes, on his actions, finds its greatest expression of praise in life, in a life which is continually being offered up to God as an act of worship, as an act of praise. Hebrews 13, 15, and 16 talk about giving a sacrifice of praise, and part of that sacrifice, I believe, in the context of that passage, is the giving oneself over to God and to his purposes, that he would be pleased to use that life in the way that he would like to. And Jesus, of course, is our prime example, one who gave the supreme sacrifice of praise to God by offering himself up on our behalf to pay the penalty for our sin. So what is praise to God? Praise to God, I'm concluding from Scripture and obviously through interacting with Lewis's book too, his comments. Praise to God is enjoying God, first of all, enjoying God in being caught up with who he is, his attributes, his characteristics, and what he has done and what he will do. But not stopping there. We enjoy God in who he is and what he has done, but then we express that enjoyment. We express that enjoyment either through what we say, it may be saying that phrase, praise the Lord, or it may be singing a song, giving praise to God. But ultimately, it culminates, according to the Bible, in offering oneself up as a sacrifice to God and for his purposes in daily living. That is really praising God. Let's praise God together as his people.